spiritually, the gifts given to us by God.
因此在灵性上，我们可以
属灵上来看，
属灵上看这两艘船就是神给我们的恩赐。
We have to use God's gifts to do God's work.
因此我们要用神给我们的恩赐来做神
的工。In other words, there's no excuse that I cannot work for God. I cannot fill the, you know, the boats with fish because the boats are provided by God. Gifts are given to us by God.
因此我们没有借口说我们没有恩赐不能替神做工，因为恩赐是神给的。
Because gifts can be prayed for according to Paul.
因为恩赐是可以由神给。
保罗告诉我们是可以祈求的。
保罗
说 So we have to pray for gifts. Very important.
因此我们要祷告让神给我们恩赐。
If we think we cannot catch fish for the Lord Jesus, pray.That we can do so.
如果我们想我们不能够为神来得鱼，那么我们要祷告。
Actually, you know, this gift of preaching to people, giving sermons, according to Paul, is the most important gift. According to him.
因此，这个传讲福音的这种恩赐，根据保罗来说是最重要的恩赐。
Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们来看哥林多前书第十四章
verse 1
第一节
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1 we can see it said pursue love and desire spiritual gifts but especially that you may prophesy prophesizing here actually means preaching the word of God
十四章第一节你们要追求爱要切慕属灵的恩赐其中更要羡慕的是做先知的
He uses here especially, that means very important, or the most important.
这里说更要因为这是最重要的。
Because without the words of God, how can we bring people to his port in the end time?
因为如果我们不能够讲道，我们怎么在这？
没有恩赐讲道。If we without this gift, how can we do it?
如果没有这种恩赐，我们要怎么做到呢
？Many people have come to tell us, We know the 10 basic beliefs, but we don't know how to share with people.
很多人说我们知道十大基本信仰，但我们不知道怎么分享。
Why?
为什么？
No gift.
因为没有恩赐。
Or you can pray.
但是你可以祷告。
And this can be done. God will give us this.
神可以给我们。
Many people have been given gifts to do God's work.
很多人神都给他恩赐。
But the diligence is not there.
但是勤奋却不在那里。
Therefore, the gifts become covered, like by ashes, like a piece of coal supposed to be burning, but covered by ashes.
就像一团炭一样，但是被上面的灰掩盖住。
If we don't work, we don't do the work for diligently. Even our gifts are given to us, the gifts will not be function. Will not function.
如果我们不做即使我们有这样的恩赐这样的恩赐也不能够做
How do we know? Look at what Paul tells us in 2 Timothy
我们怎么知道我们看看保罗在提摩太后书
Chapter 1
第一节
Chapter 1
第一章
Verse 6
第六节
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6
提摩太后书第一章第六节
Chapter 1 verse 6 you can see therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is you know, in you through the laying of my hands
第六节因此我提醒你使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来
According to here ask a question
在这里我们来问一个问题
Did Timothy have gifts?
在这里提摩太他有得到恩赐吗
Of course
当然
If there are no gifts or gifts given to Timothy How can Paul tell him to remind him stir up the gift He must have gift But that gift must be stirred up
如果没有恩赐那么怎么能够再眺望呢因此他是有恩赐的
Paul here is using a metaphor 一个暗喻 metaphor
在这里保罗用一个暗喻
In other words, a gift is like a piece of coal, or coals of fire.
在这里，恩赐就像一个炭，
有火，
有火的炭。
But when If the call is not, if the coals are not stirred, and occasionally, the ashes will cover the coal, and that coal will be not very useful. Not very strong, not very hot.
如果炭不被经常被挑动的话, 就会被灰盖住, 就不能够, 火旺起来。
This is what Paul means here.
这就是保罗,
Timothy, you have got the gifts, but you have to use the gifts. You have to stir up the gifts. Make sure you use it. Stirring means using.
在这里, 挑旺就是说要用。
You know, many years ago, many people said, we cannot preach the word of God to people in the Western world because we do not know English.
在许多年前呢，很多人说我们不知道怎么把真理传到西方世界，因为我们不讲英文。
But now, how many people in the Trinity Church who can speak English so well? Born BBC, ABC, whatever C.
但是你看看现在的
ABC, BBC, CC, CBC, we always call them, you know.
现在真耶稣教会里有多少人能够讲英文讲得很好？他们在 在西方的世界长大出生
ABC means American born
就是在美国出生的
BBC means British born Chinese CBC means Canadian born Chinese
他们在英国出生在加拿大出生
They got the gift but not stirred up
他们有恩赐却没有被挑旺
How can we fill up the boat the true church in end time with this kind of mentality
但是如果用这样的 这样的做法 我们怎么在末世
If we don't do this, God will use other people to build up His true church in different parts of the world.
如果我们不这样做, 神会用其他的教会,
so Paul wants us to stir up our gifts from God to work for Him diligently.
因此, 保罗要求我们用火挑旺我们心中的
Boots are there, but only mold at the lakeside. What's the point?
船在那里, 但是却在湖边靠着, 有什么用呢?
We must fill them with fish.
我们要用许多的鱼来装满那个船.
Let's remove the ashes of the coal and then burn and shine and touch the hearts of many more people with the fire from God.
因此我们要挑动那个炭时, 挑动那个炭时, 火能够从炭中燃烧起来。
I think we can do this by God's grace and power.
我想我们在神的恩典和能力之下能够做到。
The second thing we want to look at is, you know, they toil all night and caught nothing in verse 5.
第二点我们可以看到就是他们在整夜劳力却没有得到什么。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
就是路加福音5章5节。
And yet they still wash their nets in verse 2.
但是第二节他们还要去洗碗
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么?
You know, they worked and worked without harvest.
他们劳力劳力却没有达到
But they were not discouraged.
但是他们却没有失望
If they were discouraged, they would not have, you know, washed their nets.
如果他们失望了,他们就不会去洗碗
So the point is, as we work for God, sometimes we don't expect 100% harvest.
因此这教训就是 当我们为神做工的时候 我们不能期待有 100%的收获
We must not be discouraged if some people don't listen to us
当有人不听我们的时候 我们也不要气馁
That is something we have to learn from Jesus
我们要 从主耶稣那里得到
Especially in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 4
在以赛亚书 42章
verse 4
第四节
Already Isaiah prophesied before the birth of Jesus that Jesus would not be discouraged in his ministry to save people in the world.
Isaiah
42 verse 4. 42章第四节,
他不灰心也不上当,
until what time? Until he established justice in the earth and the coastland shall wait for his Lord. In other words, until he establishes church in this world to save more people.
直到他在地上建立公理,海岛都等候他的训诲。 也就是说他在地上建立教会
So we must not be discouraged
因此我们不要上当
By God's grace, I've been going to Africa This is my 22nd year now By God's grace
这神的恩典 我们能够去非洲第22年
We preach to many people
我们去向他们
The last nation we just started by God's grace Malawi 最后的开最最近的最后的那最最的开拓的国家是马拉维啊。
最近的一个开拓的使命是去马拉维。
You preach to hundreds of people one time, more than 500 people.
我们一次向500人全宣道。
Not easy.
不简单。
But because of this multitude of people, you know, some of them really could not hear properly because of facilities, and yet God loved them so much. God knows everything, and many of them received the Holy Spirit.
因为那么多的人啊，因为设备的限制，很多人甚至听不清。但是，神的恩典使他们都得到圣灵。
It's difficult. 500 people kneel down and lay hands on them for the Holy Spirit.How many hours would be needed?
当我们要按手给500人的时候，需要多长时间？
Impossible.
这是不可能的。
So we just ask God to give them Holy Spirit.
我们就只好。
And they receive the Holy Spirit.
只好请求神赐给他们圣灵。
So sometimes when we feel discouraged, you know, too many people, we find it difficult. A few people, we're discouraged.
但是我们如果看到很多人来慕道，我们觉得很困难。可是如果太少人来，我们又觉得气馁。
One of the coworkers came with me, you know, he said, "Pastor, how can we preach to so many people?"
我们有个同工对我说传道啊，我们怎么向那么多人传
？Believe in God. God is doing the work, not you, not me.
我对他说
，Don't be discouraged.
我们要相信神，并不是我们在做工，而是神在做工。
So, we have to wash the nets.
因此我们要洗网。
In other words, we have to do everything possible to do better.
因此我们要做所有可能做的事。
That washing net spiritually is very important.
这个网在属灵上的意义。
Not just to mean not being discouraged.
洗网并表示不单是表示是不要气馁，不要上当。
It also means cultivation.
同时也表示是
灵修。Why church sometimes cannot grow, even though we preach, we pray, because some people are not doing the right thing in the church.
在教会里，也许有人宣道，也许有人传道，可是却还是不成长，因为有些人在没有灵修，然后没有做真要做的事。
Workers don't work together, not in harmony.
同工并没有并有同心。
Oh, we cannot forgive one another.
他们互相不原谅对方。
We still hold on to our past grudges.
他们还抓着对以前的过犯。
This kind of situation, definitely, we need to ask God to help us to wash, to wash. The net, according to Jesus, is the church.
对这种情形，我们一定要求神洗去这样的问题。
Is that true? In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus, the church, it says that it's like a net.
在圣经中讲
马太福音十三章，
马太福音十三章讲是教会就像个网。
If the net is not washed, that means people are not holy. The church cannot grow easily.
如果网不洗，这个教会就不圣洁，
就很难成长。
就很难成长。
But when we say the church is not holy enough, doesn't mean everybody is sinning against God. You know, committing sexual immorality. That might not be the case.
当我们说教会不圣洁的时候，并不是说每个人都犯奸淫。
It is our heart.
而是我们的心。
Do we do this for God?
我们是为神而做这个事。
It is our interrelationship. Do we work together?
是我们互相的
in peace,
互相的关系。我们是不是同工？是不是同心
？Can we accept people who do not, you know, feel?The same in terms of taste of things.
我们能不能接受那些对试探？
In other words, I like this. You don't like this. So can we still work together?
当我喜欢这个事，但你却不喜欢的情形之下，我们能不能在一起做事
？Can we mutually accept one another?
可我们能够互相接受
对方 ？Can we truly work in harmony because of Jesus?
我们能不能因为主耶稣的缘故而互相同心
？Can we cast away our differences?
我们能够放开对方的不同。
If the answer is positive, that means we are washed. We are washing our nets.
如果你觉得是可以的话，那么表示我们的网已经被洗去。
To serve God.
就是要灵修我们自己。
Isaiah tells us one very important point and a message.
这里以赛亚告诉我们非常重要的教训。
Chapter 52,
52章
verse 11. Isaiah 52 verse 11.
以赛亚五十二章十一节。
Isaiah 52 verse 11, you can see, depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing, go out from the midst of her, be clean, especially you who bear the vessels of the Lord. Bearing the vessels of the Lord means working for God, filling the two boats with fish. We must here be clean, depart from evilness.
十一节，这里提到抬，刚抬，神器皿的人，就是为神做事。
Must depart from uncleanness.
必须要从不洁净中
clean,
出来，
clean,
要自洁。
This is a second. This point is very important.
这一点非常重要。
And look at the next thing. The next point, Gifts must be accompanied by Jesus's presence. Very important.
下一节就是神的恩赐必须有神的同在。
The presence of the Lord Jesus is very important. Otherwise, our gifts will not be functioning.
有神的同有神的同在非常重要，否则恩赐就不能够。
Jesus got into Simon's boat.
主耶稣来到。
That is the presence of Jesus.
那就是主耶稣的同在。
We might have a lot of gifts from God.
我们可能有许多神的恩赐。
But we still need Jesus to work with us.
但是我们还是需要主耶稣和我们同在。主耶稣来到这船上。
Showing we need Jesus.
表明我们需要神与我们同在。
So, if we are gifted in many things, in many ways, be careful. Remember all the time, all these are from God.
如果我们从神那里得到许多的恩赐，我们要小心，因为我们要了解这些恩赐都是从神而来。
Do you remember one time, you know, a person cutting trees, as mentioned in 2 Kings?
你还记得在列王记下有人在砍树？
Second Kings chapter 6, isn't it?
列王记下第
六章。Suddenly, this person lost his iron head of the axe, drop it into the water.
突然
斧头的头那个。
斧头的头掉到水中。
And what did he say?
他说什么？
He's Allah's monster. This is borrowed.
他说
verse 5, look at verse 5, chapter 6, verse 5. Second Kings chapter 6 verse 5.
列王记下第六章第五节。
He cried out when the iron head, fell into the water.
他说，哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借来的。
With that iron head, only he was able to cut trees, and he realized that was actually borrowed. Our gifts actually lent to us by God. They don't belong to us.
当他失去这个斧头的时候，他意识到这是借来的。当我们替主做工的时候，我们要了解这个恩赐也是借来的。
Everyone is gifted differently.
每个人有不同恩赐。
We do not want to belittle each other. Who is better? Who is not?
我们不要互相的比较谁更好。
Remember everything that we have, including our money, our properties in the world.They don't belong to us forever. Only for a little while. They are rendered for us. We have borrowed from God.
我们要记住，我们在世上所有的一切，我们的金钱，我们的所有，都是不会一直与我们同在，只是与我们一时。我们要了解，这是神借的。
With this mentality, we can serve God.
用这种的心态，我们能够去服侍神。
Paul was able to work continuously until the end because he recognized this.
保罗能够一直为神做工，直到过世那一直为止。
Because he recognized this.
因为他意识到这一点。
Look at chapter 4, verse 7 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们来看哥林多前书第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
How he says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
He said, if you did not.Receive, if you didn't, everything that you receive from God, what is there to boast of? As if you have not received it from God. Why?
第四章第七节，你与人不同的是谁？你有什么不是领受的？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
With this mentality, if we are gifted in different ways, we are blessed, maybe physically, abundantly, with a lot of money, be careful. This is not mine. This is not ours. It all belongs to God.
每个人的恩赐不同，比如说你可能会有非常多的财富，那么要小心，因为这些财富不是我们的，而是领受的。
Make use of them to do God's work.
我们要好好利用它来做神的工。
That is the meaning of Paul.
那这就是神保罗所指的目的。
Okay, Jesus is with us now.
好，现在神与我们同在。
耶稣啊 is with us. He has given us gifts.
他给我们恩赐。
We must take action.
我们要有动作。
Is that true? If we don't take action,
是不是这样呢？
We cannot catch any fish.
没有动作，我们就不能捕鱼。
Therefore, you can see how Jesus in Luke chapter 5, very clear.
因此在路加福音五章第三节
he told Peter, put out from the land.
这里说对。在五章三节说要离开。
Put out a little from the land.
稍微离岸。
In other words, the boat must be utilized now, must take action.
就是要有动作把船撑开。
Stop on having gifts and having everything from God. Even Jesus is with us, but we have to take action ourselves. To.
就是说我们有神的恩赐，有神的同在，可是我们却没有动作。
Jesus has only put out a little here. And then Jesus made use of the boat to teach the multitude, preach to many more people.
耶稣在这里只是做了一些小小的动作，让船离开岸边一点。
And then Jesus preached.
然后就教训众人。
He sat down and preached.
就坐下。
Steadily he worked and worked very calmly.
他非常平静的工作。
We have to do the same.
我们要这样子
to teach. Look at for the past week, we've been sitting and listening and learning for the TTP students.
当我们来教导很多神学院的学生
，take action.
要有动作
to learn to do more.
来
take action to do a bit more work of God.
来有动作，让我们学习要做更多。为神来做更多。
But unfortunately, many churches in the world, through the church, they don't even take move out a little bit. The boat is always moored at the side, not doing anything.
但是却不幸的在真耶稣教会许多的教会没有能够比原来做的更进步。
No, they cannot even put out a little, according to here, just reading from the verse. So after 20 years, still same number of people in the church.
他们只是做了一点，20年以后他们的
The membership might even go down after 20 years for some churches.
他们的信徒人数还是一样，甚至减少。
Why?
为什么
？They don't do anything.
因为他们没有做。
They don't give birth to many people.
他们没有在属于
physically, not giving birth.
他们在甚至没有生小孩。
Some people don't want to give birth; they just want to get married.
他们。
I'm not attacking anybody here, okay? There are some people like this, huh?
有些人不生小孩，因为我并不是要攻击某些人。
And old people, sick people, continue to die.
有老人、病人啊，就过世。
No more people to be baptized. Don't you think the church will decrease in number?
并没有很多
人。The number of people in the church will definitely decrease.
因此教会的人数就减少。
We need to put out a little at least.
因此我们也要做一些小小的动作，至少。
But that little is not enough. It cannot fill the two boats with full of fish.
但是要让船充满了鱼我们所做一点点是不够的。
So this point we're talking now, is we must take further action.
在这里就是说我们要做更多的。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
第五章第四
节。Launch out into the deep.
把船开到水深之处。
This is a very important point.
这是非常重要的
一点。To ensure the two boats full of fish, we need to take further action, not just put out a little.
当要让两艘船都充满了鱼的时候，我们要做更多，而不是做一点点。
So this is very clear.He said, launch out into the deep.
这要很清楚，耶稣对西门说
We need to take the initiative to work diligently you know, locally, different places, or in other countries, building up the true church in the end time.
因此，我们要有，有能够自觉的，能够更热心的到世界上各个地方来传播福音。
Locally,
不管是在本地的
，and then to surrounding places,
然后到周围的地方
，to different countries,
到别的国
家。This is called launching into the deep.
这就是这就叫做
开船入深海。
开船入深海。
Is that?Use the words. The words powerful, right?
开船到水深之处
in Silvertus, deep,
就是到水深的地方
Silvertus. 这个地方叫什么名字？
喜瑞都。
How many people have known through the church? Maybe not many.
我们有多少人在这教
？How many of us have actually preached to someone within one year? The past one year.
在过去一年中，我们每个人有传多少福音，向多少人传福音
？You see, when you think about this, we really still boat moored at the lakeside.
当我们想这些
，Not just this church, maybe many other churches throughout the whole world.
当我们想这些的时候，我们可能就像那一艘船稍稍离岸而已。
还没有啊，还没有离岸呢、啊。
还没有离岸。
We have to.Really, you know, go deep into the word of God, preaching.
因此我们要到那水深。
We thank God. Some of the brothers and sisters from USA are doing a lot of good works.
感谢神，很多在美国的弟兄姐妹做非常好的工作。
This year, January 2016, we had the 13th time so-called AMTC Africa Ministry Training Course in London.
今年在
almost a week.
在英国有一个圣公
非洲志工团的训练已经第13年了哈。This time, many brothers and sisters from USA came along, went to London.
在这个圣公当中，非常多的美国弟兄姐妹来到伦敦。
In Irvine, 9 people came to London.
A
few weeks ago to attend the AMTC Africa Ministry Training Course, Irvine Church alone.
在尔湾教会一家教会就有九人参加。
Wow, it was a record.
这是一个破纪录的人数。
This kind of mentality is so important.
这样
I want to learn more. I want to work more. I want to pour more. I want to launch into the deep.
这样的心态非常的重要，就是我要到那水深之处去下网。
For my life is only meaningful if I do this.
我只有这样做，我的生命才有意义。
I just received an email, today.
我今天刚刚接到一个电子邮件。
And those who attended the course in January this year, and about 6 or 7 volunteers are coming with us to Africa, youngsters.
在今年参加训练的志工其中有6-7个人要一起去非洲。
In different groups, of course, different trips.
来自不同的教会。
Because this year 2016, we have at least about more than 10 trips going to Africa.
在今年我们
more than 10,
有超过十几次的旅行要到非洲
去。5 or 6 trips are centered on training, teaching, just like TPP students, TTP students.
其中5-6次是只是神学学生的训练。
And then the others, or the rest actually.Going to different places, you know, preaching seminars, you know, doing evangelical work.
另外的旅行是做不同的神学训不同的讲习会和宣道会。
This is beginning to launch into the deep.
这就是开始往水深之处。
We can do the same.
我们也可以这样做。有根据神的恩典。
In the course of doing this.What did they do? It was 5. They let down the nets to catch fish. Letting down very important.
第五节说彼得就下网，这个是非常重要的动作。
That tells us really good to, you know, do God's work, not because we want to let others know how much we have done.
这告诉我们说，我们做神的工，并不是让为了让别人知道。
It's because we love him. We are touched by his love.
这是因为我们要被他的神的爱感动。
It's not to count how much we have done for the Lord.
我们并不是要数算我们为神做了多少工。
You look at verse 5 carefully.
我们认真的看第五节的时候。
Reply from Peter.
彼得说。
At your word, I will let down the net.
但依从你的话，我就下网。
In other words, I've been doing this, Lord. You know, I've been doing this already so many times. You know, I'm a fisherman, but because of what you said to me, I'll do the same thing again.
彼得说，我是一个职业的渔夫，我已经整夜劳力，没有打到什么，但是因为你的话，我就下网。
Very strange, isn't it? Peter was a fisherman, an expert, and he was told to do the same thing again.
他很奇怪的，彼得是一个职业的渔夫，他却被神的话说你要再做一次。
What can we learn from here?
我们这里能学到
什么 ？Just repeat doing the same thing.
就是
very simple. Just go and preach 10 basic beliefs. Don't have to add anything new.
就是重复我们所以前所学的，就是教。传播十大基本信仰。
Many people in today's situation try to preach to people by variations of activities, events. They are not wrong, but then we will lose the focus of preaching the gospel, letting down the net the same manner.
而不是使用各种的活动。现在有很多教会要采用各种活动来吸引人，这并不是错的。但是很重要的是要用同样的方式来重复。传播十大基本信仰。
Do not lose that focus.
我们不要失去那个焦点。
I'll do it again.
我要这样做，重复这样做。
And then you can see two boats full of fish.
那么你就会看到两艘船都充满了鱼。
Right? Obedience is most important.
顺服是最重要。
This is a thing. Because of his obedience, Peter was.Astonished by the catch, of two fish, two boats full of fish.
因为彼得的顺服，他就看到，被惊讶的看到有两。
We just do it,
满满的鱼。
They will catch fish.
去做就会打到鱼。
They filled the boat, two boats full of fish in the seven.
在第七节说，鱼装满了两只船。
So diligence, obedience ensured.Great harvest.
因此，勤奋还有顺服。
When God works, we got to be careful.
当神工作的时候，我们要小心。
We must be alert.
我们要警醒。
Because the boat might sink.
因为船可能会沉下去。
The net might break.
我们的灵性可能会。
This is the net. The
网可能会破。
In verse 6 and verse 7, you can see this. The net was almost breaking in verse 6.And the boat almost sinking in verse 7.
在第六节说网差点险些裂开，第七节船要沉下去。
That is alert we must have. Be careful. When God blesses us, when we see, wow, so many people come. When you pray, people are healed. When you pray, people receive the Holy Spirit. This is a time we can be in very dangerous situation.
因此当很多人来信来信神，很多人得到圣灵，我们要非常警醒。这是可能非常危险的事。
Why is it dangerous?
为什么是很危险
？Because we might give credit to ourselves.
因为我们可能会把认为是自己的功劳。
Because we pray a lot, you see. Because we preach, you see. Because we launch out into the deep. That is why. And then we tend to forget God.
难道不是因为我们祷告许多？难道不是因为我去传福音，他们才来信的吗
？Look at how they reacted. After the two boats full of fish.
我们来看看，当鱼装满两只船之后，他们的反应。
Verse seven.
第七节。
They assisted one another to fill the two boats.
他们招呼其他同伴来帮忙。
We need to work together as co-workers in the church.
因此，在教会的同工，我们要。一起工作。
Another thing, we have to know we are not worthy.
同时我们要觉得自己是不配的。
Look at what Peter said in verse 8.
第八节，彼得说
said, I'm a sinner, Lord, depart from me. You know, I'm not worthy to do your work.
主啊，离开我，我是罪人，我并不配来做你的工。
Depart from me, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinful man. He said,
离开我，我是一个罪人。
This is the kind of mentality we must have. As long when we see the two boats full of fish, that means God brings so many people to the Lord. Be careful, we must humble ourselves.
因此，这就是我们该有的心态。当我们看到鱼装满两只船，就是说我们有得到非常多人来信主的时候。
Why Jesus performed this miracle, as we mentioned from the start? Because he wanted us to preach, to catch fish.
因为神施行这个神迹的目的是要让我们了解。
Let's look at verse 10, the last part again, to confirm this point. Verse
10. 我们来看第十节的下半部分。
Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch man. Catch man.
不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
So the purpose behind this miracle performed by Jesus, two boats full of fish, is to tell us, do not be afraid.
因此，主耶稣把鱼装满两只船的目的是要让我们不要怕。
From then on, we will catch man.
从今以后我们要得人。
This is the most vital reason for Jesus to have performed this miracle.
那这也是。但主耶稣实行这个神迹最重要的目的。
He still knows today that when we preach to people, we can be afraid, can be frightened, can be intimidated.
主耶稣知道，当我们向别人传道的时候，我们心里可能会上当。
But he said, "Do not be afraid."
但主耶稣说，不要害怕。
Not long ago, I preached to a judge in a country.
在不久之前，我对一个法官来。
The judge, no, many years ago, went to London to study law.
这个法官很多年前到伦敦来学习法律。
And then he went back to the country. He became a very popular judge.
他回国之后就成为非常受欢迎的法官。
So we started preaching to him.
所以我就对他宣道。
Some of us started preaching to him in this country.
我们几个人就。来对他传福音。
Oh, he was well versed with the Bible.
他说
他对圣经很熟。
他对圣经很熟。
When you talk about something, he always have verses to argue with you.
当你对他说些的时候，他就能够找另外的经文来和你
But God gave us wisdom to teach him, and then eventually he was willing to kneel down and pray.
但是神却给我们智慧，使他能够愿意和我们一起
That night he received the Holy Spirit.
在那个晚上，他就得到了圣灵。
Oh, he said, "Oh, this is Holy Spirit."
他说：“哦，这就是圣灵。”
Because before many people preached to him about the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, he said, "What is going on? This is in the past. This is a past event."
他之前看到圣灵，有人向他传圣灵的时候，他说：“哦，那是以前的事啊。”
When he received the Holy Spirit, he himself began to speak in tongues.
当他得到圣灵之后，他就用方言祷告。
He said, "This is God."
他说：“哦，这就是神。”
Of course.
他说：“这就是神啊。”他就受洗。
Don't be afraid of people.
因此我们不要害怕。
Because it's God who is working.
为什么？因为神与我们同工。
But we need to encourage one another to help each other. Do not be afraid to preach to people.
因此我们要互相勉励互相帮助不要害怕
As we study further in the future maybe we can see how we can do this work of God
当我们在将来一起学习的时候我们会了解怎么来做这个工
So that the church can grow so that our life in this world is meaningful
这样我们的教会会成长我们的生命就有意义
If we can't even bring one or two people to the church in our whole lifeI think our life is wasted in this world.
当我们在这一辈子当中没有能够带一个人、两个人到教会的时候，我们的生命就没有意义。
We thank God in UK.
我们感谢神在英国。
A few early retired people now.
这有几个比较提早退休的。
They purposely wanted to retire early.
他们提早退休。
Why?To do God's work.
为什么？因为他们要做神的工。
So they are sent to different parts of the country, or someone, or even go to Africa.
他们就到国家的不同的地方，甚至到非洲。
In terms of education and everything, they are really, in the eyes of people, not much, and yet able to do great works.
在人的眼里，他们的教育程度并不高，但是 他们却能够做神很好的工。
We, most of us here have been given these two books.
在我们在座的各位很多人都有得到神给我们的那两艘船。
But are we using them?
但是我们怎么来用那两艘船？
Let's sing a hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
285
两百八十五首。